Hi, Mr. Elliott. It's Allison with Family First Care. How are you?
Not too good.
Not too good? You hanging in?
Yeah, my girlfriend, she broke her hip yesterday.
Oh, no.
And while I was there, I told them, they X-rayed me and stuff. I can't hardly walk. I fell twice just because I need a new knee.
Okay.
And I said, they keep giving me the runaround. And so they said, well, when the surgeon comes in for her, tell the one doctor, tell the surgeon. Tell me when I make an appointment with him. And I didn't see the surgeon yet, but...
Got it. Did you get my text after I had spoken to you guys last time? Okay.
Yes, and I talked to another lady that was... She's actually going in for back surgery Thursday. I don't even know what day it is this day. She's going back in Thursday to get back surgery. She wanted me and her to stay there. They won't release her out to her home if she don't have somebody there to take care of her. So that was going to give us a place to stay. And, but then this happened. But she was, you know, I asked her, I told her about it. She does caregiving. And I gave her the information. She said, why don't I get somebody right here? I said, well, I don't know. They called me, and I need some help.
Yeah, so, did you set up the first appointment?
No, I don't believe I did. No, but okay. I mean, see, because I didn't have a place to really live.
Got it. Okay, so they said that they couldn't schedule?
Yeah, but now my ex-girlfriend, I called her and told her we're in the hospital. And, well, my other girlfriend is. And
yeah.
She said she'd come pick me up and I can stay with her. And she lives in Haven. She said I can stay with her.
Okay.
So then I can have more better grounds to...
Got it, and then we could get this going.
Yes, but I still have my phone and everything. I do need the help. I'm limping down from the hospital now. I've been here since yesterday night. We went in the ambulance. We're walking from the dollar store, and I said, I'll tell you the bags. But she did complain about some pain in her thigh.
Yeah.
In her nerve for a couple of days, but then all of a sudden, she kept getting real wobbly on the floor. I said, Patty, just hold on to my arm. And then she's doing it for a while. They walk in one block, and we weren't walking, and she wasn't holding on to me. She fell down right in the street. And then a car was trying to come around the corner. He helped pick her up, and we didn't know if she had a broken hip. She said, no, she didn't want to have it. So he picked up his bike, takes her groceries up to the block. I didn't know the guy. And then, very nice, and then he gets her out of the car, puts her in the lawn chair. And then the place that people were going to let stay, it's like one little room we all sleep on the floor. They at least run off the street. So,
got it.
Anyway, so when the cops left her, she started getting real, I tried to help her. I said, I can't get your slipper on. She started cussing this, and I said, stop cussing. There's little children live upstairs.
Yeah.
Outside. And then she said, they get the F away from me and this and that. And I said, she's going nuts. So I finally called the cops back. They said, can you come get her? And what? I called 911. I said, calm her down. Tell her she's got cancer. She told her she's cussing and. And she had me that mad. I had to do some iced tea on her. I just so mad because she cussed me out. They get let me in. And so I turned around. I called 911. So they came. They said, you need to go to the hospital. I kept telling them. She said, she can't get up. I can't help her. I fell in twice. And then so they took her and she has a broken hip. She's so sedated and everything now.
She's still there.
Yeah, I stayed there all night. Let me stay in the room. So and then I just woke up a little while ago. And I said, we were both tired. I said, well, we've been truly been kind of homeless. And one place we didn't sleep, but I was just telling you, it was so cold in there. When we got up in the morning, I walked outside. Oh my God, it was warm outside.
Yeah.
For some reason. And this apartment had black mold in it at one time.
Oh,
and all they did is climb it all over it. So I don't trust it. I used to do pain. And you can still get something bad from that.
Got it. You know, I know,
They're not professionals. Whoever, try black mold, you got to cut that drywall out.
Yeah. Okay. When you get situated, what is the friend that you're going to stay with? What is their first name?
Connie.
Charlie?
Connie. Connie.
Connie, sorry.
And she has an answer machine. And that's where my mail and stuff goes to.
Okay.
Connie Nye.
Ney. And then what is that address? And I'm not going to do anything with this information just so I know where to expect you.
Yes. Okay. If I end up staying there, then I could probably get some care from there. It's 216 Center Avenue.
Okay.
Skookohaven.
Skookohaven.
S-C-H-U-K. Skookohaven. Looks like
Skookohaven. You got it. So I will. Yeah.
7-2.
7-2. Beautiful. So 2-6 or 216 Center Ave, Skookohaven, 17972.
Yeah, apartment 2.
Apartment 2. Beautiful. Yeah. So when?
Yeah, she's going to come pick me up in a little bit. She had a shower.
Okay.
But she's a good reliable. So we stayed friends, you know.
I absolutely will.
I'm actually a good friend. Because we were mainly friends and it just didn't work out, but we always stayed friends. There's no fighting or hitting each other.
Aww. Good. So get yourself a good place to set up. Get yourself stable. And then once you have that place, and then once Patricia is discharged, if you want to start an application for her, and I don't know if you want Connie to take care of you guys, but we can get both of you applied and get you both help and home, okay?
Okay. Yeah, because I don't know. Connie said they might put her in a nursing home until she gets walking.
Got it. Okay.
I don't know. They did. They took her under the seizure last night. So I thought she was getting surgery. The doctor came in this morning, and he was doing something to her. And he said, "Patty, don't twitch." Now he missed one. Whatever he was doing, like staples or something.
Yeah.
And then he turned around and said, "They're gonna Patty and walk talk to you. The surgeon's gonna come and talk to you about doing hip surgery." I think what they just do to her legs are cut on both sides somehow. They're doing something on her. I don't know what they did. But,
aw, poor thing. Yeah, just let me know. However I can help you guys, however I can be of assistance to get you guys services, just let me know.
Okay. I need help with getting like a place to live. So these people, when we went to senior service, I need to talk to them. But they need help getting a place. They said, pay the motel. They paid for like 4 days to the first. I don't get paid to the first third. So we get paid on the third. And we try to find a place. Now that we have money to try to find a place, but we have to get it under a certain budget. Not $900,000.
Yeah.
And I don't care if it's small, it's a bedroom. You want $700-$800. And then they turn around and they say, "Well, you got to pay." So we paid. I paid one night. And then she paid a night. And then I paid a night. Then it's like when we're broke, we don't have money to pay no motel. I'm going to pay for. Apartment.
Yeah.
We had to have money to live, so we're back on the street again.
Got it. I'm
going to use your name, so when I tell senior service, I need help. I need you to help me, but I can't do it until I get a place. So you got to help me.
Of course. So, did you want me to text you?
Yes, please. And I like to have your other text, but you can still text me, but I have the other text. I didn't write nothing off of anything. But you can text me anything that helped me. They text me with your new information.
Yes,
that
I'm gonna
have something to
yes.
show them.
And so what I do is I help patients that want to apply for the home care services through the state welfare program to get hours a week, and that also includes any Meals on Wheels, at home modifications, medical equipment that you guys need. So it's not only the home care hours. There's other things that we can get you on as well, and get you into case management.
That'd
where somebody
beautiful.
Yeah, can get you a plan of care and help you with all that. So when you get your place set up, you give me a call. I'm going to text you. I want you to text me back just so I know that you got it. But save my number, and I will help you, I promise.
Okay. Yeah, because right now, when I was in the elevator, it's like, it's a good thing she's in the hospital. Not wanting to have a broken leg. But I can do better without her on the street. I can't get around him. He's stopping every block.
Yeah.
Every block. I have to walk instead. I got a bad leg as it is. And trying to drag her around with me, it's hard getting somewhere. It's just impossible.
We'll get
it's
you help.
Down.
You just got to get that housing, get a place, and then I can come through with the home care.
Okay.
All right. So you just call me and let me know when you're ready to begin.
Okay. Well, when you text me, I'll text you back. Let you know.
You got it. I'll text you right when we hang up, I promise.
Okay, thank you, honey.
Of course. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.